this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
I'm putting it on the table before everyone tonight. When you become the infallible proof. When you become the infallible proof. That is, we're not talking of something else. We're talking about when you. And this is what the work that the Holy Spirit will be doing pretty much tonight, to convert you to the proof. To make you the proof. You will become the proof. John chapter 9. In John chapter 9, we saw a man who became a proof. The proof. John chapter 9 verse 1. And as they passed, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was born, which was blind from his birth. He was born blind. At birth, God gave him no eyes. He was born blind. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. But he said, I am he. I pray tonight that everyone in this atmosphere will become the proof. And the argument goes no further when you yourself, life, become the proof. And may all the arguments and doubts around you cease, because you have become a very strong proof. Say aloud, amen. The story of this man that spanned the much of the whole chapter 9 of the book, the Gospel of John. Blind Bartimaeus, several others, they just, their miracles don't really last any length of time, any more than see, then he saw. Walk, then he walked. Lazarus come out, then he came out. The son of the widow of Nain that was sick and died, and they were carrying him to bury a ground, Jesus simply recalled him, come out, he came out. But when a miracle now became an argument, And the people who started this argument were disciples. The people that one will expect, you are not the kind of people that should come and be talking about how somebody's sin gave him trouble. If every sinner has to derive his trouble from his sin, this whole world, everybody will have crisis. But because this one was spectacular, this one was original, this one was of creation, this one was of God, the debate became even more interesting to me, who is a preacher, that somebody's problem could be allowed to be because God deliberately wants to showcase his glory in that crisis. It makes me go to a problem, a man who has a problem, anyone who has a problem, and try to assert, and try to dissect, and try to confirm, and try to classify and place this crisis where it should belong. That God deliberately, when this man was being created, did not assign him eyeballs because he had designed that crisis to be an item in glorifying his name. It takes the mature to handle this one and to be able to accept it so. That God, in his works, that he said, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. That God in his works, we are talking about his works. That God in his works, could do his works up to a point and then stop it and leave the rest for somebody some other time, for some other atmosphere. Yes. That he was creating and creating and creating from the one to the six. And when man was created, then the Bible says he stopped walking. And then told the man that whatever else I should do, please you go ahead and do. You are the only one I created. And then when I saw that that will not be enough, I created a second person. So two of you help me continue whatever has to be done. Whatever you are seeing in this world today, God made man, man made them. God didn't make car. God is not the one that built this house, but the one who built. God made man, man made car, man made aeroplane, man made ship, man made different other things, you see. So there are things God will do up to a point and cease. And say, for whatever else has to be done, you do want to do it. And when you fail to do it, then we say, God didn't do it. It's not God, you are the one who didn't do your part. God was creating, let there be this and there was this. Let there be that and there was that. Then he came to a point when he summoned certain of the people who are there, spirit beings who are there, saying, come, let us make man. That is to say, this one, I will put my hand, you put your hand, we're the one who's going to do it. And then we did it up to a point and handed over the rest to the two. So one man, Adam. And God took one bone from inside Adam. In your body, as you are sitting down, there are 206 bones in your body. And when God took one to make a person, God left over 200 more people inside you. That one is not in the Bible. It's in the Google. If you don't know Bible, you must know science. You have to know something. There are 206 bones in the life of a man. And God took only one and used that one to make another one and left 205. In other words, if God still wants to make 205 human beings out of the one left, he could do it. You that is sitting down there, you don't know how much is left inside you. And 8 billion people in the world today came out of these two. 8 billion people in the world today came out of that one that became two that became the rest. Don't listen to all the junks that the sciences of creation has to offer. That we are monkeys, of course you agree we are not. What happened was that when human beings got to certain area, the human beings then they started to give birth to people and then you call those ones Chinese. Human beings were migrating around the world, they got to a place and gave birth, and you call those ones Japanese. Human beings were migrating and came to Africa, gave birth, those ones are black people. is all we all came from that Adam. God was simply changing our colors and languages as per place, as per continent where we found ourselves. We came from Adam. Adam that had 206 bones, and God took one and make another person. Look. This other person God made also have 206. So if we are to take one from that 206, we make another, that one also have 206. You know how many we are leaving behind. I'm here tonight to open you up and to let you know that you are more than you look. There are many more things inside you than you can tell. How many of you even know that you have 206 bones inside your body? And it was only from that 206 God took one and make another person. There are 205 human beings left inside you if God wanted to be making a bone per, a person per bone. And I love it the way God left it. That when Adam sinned, or Eve sinned, Eve was the one who started this problem. When Eve sinned, and if Adam was to cash in on what Eve did, I heard this kind of stupid talk from certain of our brethren, that my wife did this, my wife did that. Yes. It should be enough for Adam to say that if this one, you went and took food from Satan and you brought it here and the whole place have turned upside down, I will divorce you. You want it back, Jesus. The Bible didn't allow it. You look at the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You never even find any prophet of God that referred to that incident. No prophet of God referred to the weakness of Eve. If Adam was to say, okay, God, I don't want this one. Okay, you don't want that one. No problem. We have 205 bones. Take another one, remaining 204. So, Tieba Yaemere, Atunomuko, Aku 203. Tieba Yosho, Atunomu, Mumma, Guteri, Wobi. Toba Kweba, Lashemama, Mueku, Eleko, Oma Tobiko, and Regumbe Mo. God has a plan on it. Was it not later God brought Jesus out from the woman? Gbogbo eyin obinrin o de ye ke patewo fun mi. In God's long-term plan, God was simply saying, look, leave it, I'm working on it. Leave it, I will solve it. Leave it. When our lives are in his hands, to allow him to do for us what he wants to do when he wants to do. That God made a man and did not give him eyes, because he has allocated the miracle of his eyes to a certain circumstance. 2,000 years after that, we are still talking about it. That's a miracle that God deliberately lived to do in your life that we are going to talk about for a very long time. And the people who generated the first questions around it were the disciples. Saying, asking, I give it to you for an assignment when you get home to ask, to go and find out and count how many questions arose on this matter. And how many people were asking questions. The first people to raise questions were disciples. That was this man the one that sinned, or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus said, none. Neither him nor his parents. But God allowed this situation because he wants to show his glory out of it. Many, many crises like that. When they came to tell Jesus that Lazarus was sick, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, but that the glory of God may come out of it. And God is looking for a problem to ride upon. All the miracles you see in the Bible, they all came out of crises. If there was no scarcity of water, water would not come out of the rock. All the miracles you saw in the Bible, they came out of crisis. Crisis bring miracles. Let nobody run away when there is one, because a miracle is about to happen. And when that has been answered, God did what we needed to do. What did he do? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? What did God do in the Garden of Eden? God put mud together, and a man. And when God, as it were, when Jesus, as it were, was going to make the eye again, he went back to the mud. And put the mud together again, as if to say, I'm back in Eden. I'm still making things as I used to. Jesus make mud and use it to plaster his eyes. And said, go to the pool, Siloam, and wash. Credit to this man. We know how valiant the man is by the way he was encountering the matters arising from his miracles and he was dealing with it. That the man in Bible geography, where they were discussing, where Jesus put mud on his face and asked him to go and work, pull Siloam to there will be like from here to Fiditi. Yes, sir. And the man did not ask, how do I get there? If you want to heal me here the same way you heal. No, God has different procedures. He does his things. Don't argue. The biggest problem we have today in leading Christians is the fact that they are not word compliant. When we talk, they talk back. Una lo je kin bere won ni ke lo se tebo mi oni o le ori bi agbelebu o se tebo mi pe se bo wo paradise mo si bere lowo e pe se o le ni en de to ba ti le de wa je o le so wa lori igi agbelebu. Are you on the cross? Go wash. I'm asking myself over and over because of my advantage in age and experience that how did we generate the present generation of Christians that don't obey instructions? And I don't really know at what level of anointing or spirituality anybody will get to and he will not have to obey instructions. Elijah was one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament and God will say, go. And he will go. Move, and he will move. At what level? If we continue like this, I'm beginning to become afraid. When Jesus comes and says, come, let's go, some of you will ask why. Some of you will ask, where are we going? That we need to know before we leave here. Then you get to the sky and hang. If we continue like this, I'm afraid. Because our minds have not been developed in discipleship. In being a student under a teacher. In being a sheep under a shepherd. In being children under a father. I don't know how we want to rule that out. I don't know how the grace of God will adjust that to respect anybody. Because Jesus, when he was here, he was still obeying his father under very difficult circumstances in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was praying and sweating like blood. In the contradictions of the events when he himself taught us not to be repetitive. Where he himself was repeating his prayers under pressure. And saying, if this cup may pass over me, not my will, but let thy will be done. That is to say, I'm about to enter into something that is not convenient. Left to me, I will not do it, but I will do it. Peter had taught us that much. When he said, we have tried these methods all night, we didn't catch anything. But because you said it, we will do it. That is, I will remove my ego, I will remove my pride as a fisherman who fish at night. Senior fishermen are the ones who fish at night because of ghosts. The man went. You are supposed to also think along with him the embarrassment that he's likely to face on the streets of people who may be able to recognize him in spite of the mud and be able to ask him and say, particularly ti e ba lo sele nle Yoruba won ma bere lowo e pe se oju yen o fo daada tele le to fa mo re
Jacob ba le fo dada le kuku fa mo si igba ti o sa mo nbe e ri na.
Are you raising blindness to power too? We used to see that you cannot see before, but now you went and put clay. Think about the embarrassment that a man may be going through in complying with the instructions and finding his way from here to Fiditita. But he got there. You will get there. He got there. Raise your hand and say, I will get there. You will get to your miracle place. You get to your miracle point. And he watched. And he came, see, my puzzle. The next question arose from neighbors. Otidele, he had arrived home. The Bible now talk about the neighbors. People that you are expecting to say, hallelujah, praise God. You are now seeing, praise God. No. It's a question of Johnny. And my dad only like ye. Till he got to them. The second question arose from the neighbors. When the trouble had traveled from the roadside to the neighborhood, and the neighbors were the next set of people to ask questions, and said, is he the one? He's not the one. But he went there and said, I am he. When you become the proof, that is, truly what the oro yen koja. When you become the proof, if they said you are an idiot and you became a professor and it becomes an argument, when they say you are poor and you become rich and it becomes an argument. The span and detail of this query this time is that, is this not the man that sat and begged? So the query now is on his condition, where he sat and begged, what he was doing. And I'm very, very committed to praying for somebody here tonight who has matters arising and serious questions about his state of condition, the way they, everybody know where he used to be, they know what he used to have, they know what he used to say. When suddenly you are the proof of a change. Say amen 7 times. When you have become the proof of a change, then they ask him, how did you see? I'm surprised that up until this time nobody had celebrated. I'm surprised that up until this time nobody has celebrated. A man who was born blind, his parents told the Pharisees, they said he's of age, he's not a small boy. He grew up with that impediment. And all of a sudden, God removed the impediment and nobody is celebrating. And all we are having is matters arising. What matter? How did you see it? He said, a man called Jesus made clay and put it on my face. And I went to the pool of Siloam and I washed and I saw. Then the question is, where is he? I want to place on the table for every intelligent person here to see how stupid and foolish and idiotic those fellows around this matter who are raising questions on the miracle God did. As I travel around on road, I see things. I see a vehicle in front of me. I was following it. And they wrote on the back, "Let them see." This matter is about me. You are saying, where is he? What do you want to do with that? Excuse me. What concerns you? What are you looking for in this matter? The man said, "I don't know." "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know. I don't know where he is." Okay? Rather than disperse, they took him, they said, they took him to the Pharisees. Don't worry, keep following them. Your miracle is going places. You see, they are not satisfied by the roadside. Your neighbors are not satisfied. We're going to church. We are going to synagogue. This miracle is traveling, is going places. Your miracle is going places. If we talk about it by the roadside, we've not finished the talk. We talk about it in your neighborhood. If we've not finished the talk, we go to your village and talk there. If we've not finished the talk, we go to your father's house and talk there. We go to your school. We go to your shop. We go to your business place. Your miracle is traveling. Stand up on your feet and say, "Come, let's go. My miracle is traveling. Come, let's go. My miracle is going places." Let them say. Put your hand together and sit down. They brought him to the Pharisees, who was at four. Then the Pharisees in verse 14. And it was the Sabbath day. Go to verse 15. Who cares? What day? Then again the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, "He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and do see." You hear? 16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division. Today, let there be a division among you. A division among those who are your enemies is a very important step in victory. When there is no more consensus among them. This division is a very serious spiritual strategy in spiritual warfare. When Jesus was on the cross, there were those who were arguing. The centurion had to finally say, "Surely this person is the child of God." So you see it like that. And yet you are the one to execute him. Paul looked at the crowd that was against him one day and saw that part of them were Pharisees, part of them were Sadducees. He looked at them and he said, "I am a Pharisee." Then the Pharisee people said, "Leave him. Evile, Enyonwani." There was a division. The Bible says one said one thing, another one said another. There was a division. Your victory begins when there is a division among your enemies. They say again to the blind man, "What sayest thou of him, that he had opened thy eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. This is the issue now, where infallible proof is needed. You see, my church got burned, and we are building another one. The building committee came and said, "Let us demolish this one, because we even need the rubble to sandfill some of the places." I said, "If you do, by the time a new one arises from here, there will be no comparison. People who come later to see a wonderful building here will not know where we are coming from. Leave it for the relics of history. There are certain parts of our lives that we might just need for live for reference. Not that it might diminish the level and the integrity of divine interventions we have seen in our lives. It's part of strategic plans of God to retain certain of the history for those who may not believe. The Bible says that some of the people there did not believe that he was blind before. We are able to see that he's seen, but there are those who didn't know him when he was blind. So we needed people who knew him when he was blind, because there are those who don't believe that he was blind. Did you think that the miracle of resurrection and new life was not comprehensive enough when Jesus rose from the dead? And rose from the dead, and in spite of the fact that we are told we are power rather, we won't come and change. One fear power to read Thomas. Hey, get it. Musokwe, you can't so any Arabi might get it. Mumbo. Now, one go near co leg me. And he rose from the dead. And the Bible says he rose, the new life that rose from the dead was a new life. New life, you know, be lost or no, sir. New life, you know, but on, she knew, you know, she did be a pain, you want to confine, you let to read Brother Thomas. You tell me, by his own, new life, you know, but on, fair, pa. One fair clean up who's car to one be by one coffee in LA. A girl might be lost on by a Tory brother. Shall I get it? In any way, even Thomas, yeah, fair son, no. I fair be daily. Bo ba se apa ti abuku yi na la ma fi ri gbedele e file tori brother tori ko ti e wa fellowship mo. So it took Jesus to come and show them. Then they saw Thomas on the streets the following week. No so fun pe to Jesus wa pade o won bi mi ti won bere o won ti bere e wo wa church mo. So because of that ni Thomas if he wa fellowship the next time Jesus no show igba ti o wa. And Jesus came because of him a second time and went to him. Because when they told Thomas on the streets that they had seen Jesus, you know, you remember what Thomas said. Thomas said, unless I see the scar and see the point of the wound on his side, I will not believe. What they were going back to Lazaru. Oh, I'm going back to Jesus or Jairusa. Oh, I'm going to Lakapo. Boya, bro, Judas, bro, boya, but you see, the meaning of Thomas in the Bible is that Ibejini, buyo ni taye, buyo ni kende amo. So, ouni lokan pe, identical twins, pe enyo meji ma unjora. Pe eni te le ri, ni te le sope Jesu, ole ma jo un, pe ojo ni. A friend of mine once told me that we cannot condemn Thomas Ben, we Ibejini, we identical twins, we money bad, we in your meji maun. So be that as it may, Jesus knew that he would be coming to church because they saw him on the street. He had stopped coming to church. They saw him on the street. They said, Jesus walk by there, won't be there. But on mark register, won't pay. He be oruko empty low one there. Ah, them boya wash my be lost on here. So. Ri pe o bere si wa church dede. So the following Sunday, boya yin gan lojo ko eyin lo ma joko e do so pe ye ka lo wo boya oyo ma wa. And Jesus came and found them and went to him and said, Judah, Thomas, so what is wrong with you? Jesus wanted him to know pe eto so ni street ye mo gbo o. So only fowo kan bi wa ri pe o le Judas Thomas here as pe okay thank God ope lodo Olorun so eji you need to know listen you need to know those of you who appreciate the issue of sacrifice in salvation that Jesus made. Pe Jesus ku fun wa yen iyen nikan ko ko se ni ti o ni ku gbogbo wa na la ma ku. But pe the resurrected body tono ti se logo the glorified body ti o ye ko ni abuku. Won mo fi abuku ti Jesus le pe ko ma gbe lo le beyen. Tori gbogbo ona l'Olorun fe gba lati ri pe won ri ogbedele. We will be now death, yes, but this is resurrection now. And we're supposed to have a perfect situation post resurrection, but Jesus was keeping a scar and keeping a spot, a blemish, something that is to remind him of pain. A scar is no more a wound, it has closed. Apa ki sogbe mo o ti jina, but it's a memorial. O ran wa leti ni pe is to remind us of the pain and the injury and the wound and the blood. Is to remind us that Jesus, in spite of his victory over death, he left certain things, not to remind anybody, but just one brother. Just one brother. There are issues that you find out that people who are supposed to fanatically believe in you, they don't. People who are supposed to be fanatically committed to your success, they are not. People that are supposed to defend you, even in the sight and in times of adversity, they look at. When this matter, toko ti o tan, woni ko lo pe iya e wa. Ejo kilo le to yen, woni ko lo pe iya e wa. Ah, se lori pe won bi la foju kilo le to yen, kile n wa nbe. They should go and call the mother, go and call the father. And when they came, they said, we want to clarify from you, because some of them now said, they said they don't believe that he was born blind. And the only people who can clear that is the father and the mother. Are you the father and the mother? They said yes. Because oga yen lo duro yi. Nbe ba wa so loju bi gbe yin ko le bi mi. The man was standing, so the parents cannot deny. Are you the father? Are you the mother? They cannot deny because don't be lost up. I want to call be. Oga ye man so just on solo. O man so father. O man so pastor to solo ruko. O man so just on solo ruko. So they say we are the father and mother. But how he saw, we don't know. And the Bible explained that they were saying that so that they will not be punished, they will not be cast out of the temple. They wanted to remain in the temple at the expense of the truth about their son that have received a miracle. What am I saying? There are many people in your life. You run your mind through your history and run your mind through your journey in life and see how many people ought to be there for you on a critical day. They are not. I am one serious example You will have your own stories to tell about how your life have touched other people's lives in different ways. They came out of your effort. They came out of your investment. They came out of your benevolence. They came out of your goodwill. They came out of the graces that you express in life. But they are not there for you. On a day when they should be there. The example of Jesus tells it all. My own is an inferior example. On the day Jesus was arrested, nobody, everybody ran away. I want to get 5,000 akara. To get eja. You are tying and tying to the eja. No. We were on Nicodemus. I was like chaos. They are all on that way. Nobody. But this is also one thing I will be leaving with you tonight. Pray to ba kuoniko fight on. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Tobacco won the call. Do what? Fight on. I know this much in the call. That you come to a point, people are leaving. And not one person even walked up to you to tell you why they are leaving. You just hear that this one has left, that one has left, this one has left. It's very frustrating when you, as a man of God, invest your life in the developing people. And all of a sudden, you just find out that they are leaving one by one. And not one of them came to tell you what you did wrong. You are not such a person that cannot take correction. We are all still learning. But nobody even told you what you did wrong. What you hear, they have just left. It can be very frustrating. But I am the one here to tell you, how many friends did Elijah have? Tobacco one, second. Because Kweoku Wonikon is a silly talk. Kule ever kuwonikon. I will go along with your car. Jesus said, I am with you. So to banda benikme, if it's looking like you are becoming alone, you have never been alone. It's a lie. You have never been alone. You have never been alone. And you will never be alone. The army of God surround you. Baba ara koloni ko ziba ti mo ba de bi oro rin yen omi afa jade oni ogun olorun yi mi ka. And you can't see them. You know the experience of Elisha. When Gehazi was panting, pe won ti de o, they are coming, they have reached that side. And Elisha said, please sit down. The boy would not sit down because he has only two eyes. Elisha have four. And the horses were coming, karakwa, karakwa, karakwa. The dust is filling the whole the road and the train. Sit down. He refused. Then God said, Lord, help this young man. Let him see what I see. So he can go and sit down. Open his eyes that he may see. And the Bible says, when Gehazi saw, he saw that the mountains were full of chariots of fire and horses of fire that were there watching over. Jesus had told Peter, when Peter brought out, he said, put it back. He said, if I want, I will ask 12 legions of angels, they will report for work here now. You are not as lonely as you think. And it's the enemy who doesn't know. It's good he doesn't know, so he keeps trying. But it's good you know so you can sit down. It's good they don't know, so they keep trying. But it's good you know so you can calm down. And when God opened the eye of Gehazi, Gehazi saw that the horses of fire, not of flesh, chariots of fire, the type that came to pick Elijah away, they were all on the mountains, and the angels are keeping watch over one man. What they came to do, they eventually even did not do. They just came to make a statement. Elisha walked up to the armies of Syria and said, what do you want here? They said they want to arrest Elisha. They said, all of you become blind now. And they all became blind. These carriers, these horses, they never even had to interfere. But they were there to make a statement. If men deny you, God will not. If men deny you, God will not. And men can deny you. Men can stop following you. Men can begin to say all kinds of negative things about you, even after drinking your water and eating your bread. They can begin to say all kinds of things about you. But don't worry. The eyes that saw Jesus crucified were also the ones that saw him resurrected. Those who saw the blind man where he used to sit and beg. I've said two things in one. Where he used to sit. He had a place where he used to sit. And he used to beg. They know what he used to do. So they put him in a classification of where he used to sit and where he used to beg. They are also the ones who are asking him, what's going on here? And somebody from roadside to neighborhood, from neighborhood to church, from church to workplace, from workplace to school, to your village, everybody will begin to ask, what is happening? And when nobody can provide the answer, you will come up to say, I'm the one. Did I tell you that when I was born, they didn't give me name? They didn't give me name when I was born. Nobody in my father's house thought I could become anybody. And when I grew up, I asked my mom, why don't I have a name? My mom told me that the headmaster of the school in our village came to my father's compound to greet people and was asking, the pregnant woman here, has she born? And they said she has born. And then the man asked, what did she born? They said, Okunrin lo bi. Then the headmaster said, oh, that's a boy. So on the eighth day, ngba ton jo ton fe fun mi loruko, baba kan lo tu won ka pe kile fe se. Pe se bu won ti so pe boy ni. Pe kini. The man dismissed them. He said, oh, there's no need. Gbogbo ile yo ni pe won ti so pe boy yen ni mo lo fi register ni school. Emi no kuku mo nkan kan ton ba tin mark register boy omo leyin mo wa sa confusion mo ti pari secondary school kin to lo change oruko si Isaac seri Isaac temi je emi mo funra mi mo ti pari secondary school kin to change oruko mi si Isaac emi mo funra mi loruko won o ka mi si pe mo le je eyan loni ko sin ti won le se ni ilu mi ti mi o ba lowo si won le ri se boy ojo si o ti the man, not just man, man of God. O da ye ka ba mi yo. Oh, yeah, come back me, yo. Moro, baby, me, boom, bam, so, boom, bam, so, that, you, baby, one, better, me, need, light, out. Because if it's me, okay, it's a moment, so, I'm only one, fair, me, need, light, out. More, the more, man, long, so, far, when you're, we, one, fair, me, need, light, out. But, as, of, you, need, let me, boy, or just, baby, me, need, more, the man of God, you need, yeah. The stone that the builders have rejected has a way to become the head of the corner. You are going to be the infallible proof. You are going to be the infallible evidence. The evidence beyond argument. Now, all the argument came to an end when the man told the Pharisees and said, whether he is a sinner or not a sinner, I don't know. One thing I know,
once I was blind, now I see. I am the infallible proof.
Don't go and be asking my mother anymore. I'm not better lower, mama. I'm not better lower, baba. I'm not call for you now. I'm not for you. I'm for you. I'm the one who was blind now. We don't need to even go and ask anybody. I'm the one who was blind. And I'm here live. I'm here live, sir. I'm here live. And I'm saying, one thing I know, all these other things I may not know. All the theology I may not know. All the seminary I may not know. All the psychology I may not know. I may not know sociology. I may not be that educated. I don't have education. I don't have money. I don't have whatever you think I should have. Don't blame me for not having what I don't have. But one thing I have, and I'm telling you, once I was blind, I am the proof. I am the evidence. I need somebody who will be coming out of church tonight and say, once I was poor, but now I am rich. I am the evidence. Say it after me. Once I was poor, now I am rich. I am the evidence. I am the proof. Once I was dead, now I live. I am the proof. Once I was sick, now I am healed. I am the proof. Once I was weak, now I am strong. I am the proof. Raise your hand and shout, yes! And that was the end of the argument. The argument comes to an end when you are the proof. The arguments come to an end when you are the proof. Shame to me. Agbowori. Oh my bitele. Wama kale won lowo ewo. Pe egba cash. So pe cash. Pe tori all this internet failure gba cash. Ai me lo le fe be. To ba re yan celebrate e o celebrate ara e. And from this meeting tonight, in the name of Jesus, your story will change. You will become the evidence. We are not looking for evidence. You are the evidence. We are not looking for proof. You are the proof. We are not looking for sign. You are the sign. We are not looking for wonder. You are the wonder. We are not looking for any argument again. You are the argument. You are the answer. No more question. You are the answer. We will now celebrate you. We will now honor you. We will now sing. We will now dance. Then your lefege mi se mo tabile si. Then your lefege mi se mo tabile si. Tori Jesu bon ara gbe mi ga.
Say your love and journey, Samota Biresi. Say your love and journey, Samota Biresi. Tori Jesu born ara gbe mi ga. Say your love journey, Samota Biresi. Say your love journey, Samota Biresi. Tori Jesu gonna rock me down.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.